beautiful sugya. The union of a bracha, a boidik tzarech sheyivorek. There's really two sugyas. One is, when we talk about the bracha on bedika, the first the Gemara talks about the nusa ha-bracha. What words to use for the bracha? And the second sugya, is the zman ha-bracha. When to make the bracha. Two separate problems. What to say and when to say. Now, but even before we get to these two sugyas, in the words of Rav Yehuda himself, is a very interesting shaila. Amar Rav Yehuda, Haboidek Tzorach Sheyivorek. Rav Yehuda seems to be telling us a chiddush, that there is a chiyuv of bracha on bedikah. On that, the Rosh and the Meremei Soda work on a problem. What is Rav Yehuda's chiddush? Haboidek Tzorach Sheyivorek. The Chora, we have a klal. The Rabbanon said, just like there's Birchas Hanenin, whenever you eat something, you have to make a bracha. The Rabbanon said, there's Birchas HaMitzvahs. Those are the two main categories. There's a third one, also Birchas HaShevach, I'm not going into. But basically, the main category is Birchas Nehenin, Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara in Megillah doesn't have to tell us, HaKarias HaMegillah Tzorach Levorech. You do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. Eat matzah, you make a bracha. Allah chilas matzah. We're not talking about the hamoitzi. So the shaila is, what is Rabbi Yehuda teaching us? What does he have to tell us for? Haboidek tzorach shiyavon. So he did it doing a mitzvah. So the Rosh will work through the various shitas. Then the Rosh comes along and says that there is a big chiddush. Without Rabbi Yehuda saying that, I'd say there's no chiyav to make any bracha. Albir, Levire, you don't need any bracha. Why? And the Rosh holds, which in itself a big kiddush, that when you're going to search for the chametz, what are you going to do? You're searching for the chametz. Tomorrow you're going to take the chametz, you're going to burn it. You're going to burn it when? Before the sixth hour. Like the Chazal told us to do it. You get all the chametz out. So the Rosh says, Tashbisu didn't start yet. The Rosh holds like Tosfos. The Tashbisu is only after the Zman HaYisur. If a man has chametz like Noiser that he left over after the seventh hour, then the Torah gave a mitzvah to say of Tashbisu. But what we do, checking for chametz and destroying the chametz in the morning before the seventh hour, there's no mitzvah to say of Tashbisu. So if you're not Mekayim any mitzvah of Tashbisu, so therefore we would think you don't have to make any bracha. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda says you still have to make a bracha. So first thing is, according to the Rosh, you see clearly that there's no mitzvah, you're not making the bracha, because what mitzvah are you doing? You're not making the mitzvah of Tashbisu, because the Rosh says there is no mitzvah. What about according to Rashi Shita, that the bracha, the bedikah we're making is to protect us from Bal Yeroh and Bal Yemotzeh? L'chora, that should be a reason. L'chora, should you have to make a bracha if the bedikah is in order to protect from the lav? So the Meremei Soda says, there's also no reason to have to make a bracha to protect from Bal Yeroh and Bal Yemotzeh. Why? When a man checks for worms in cabbage or in broccoli, does he have to make a bracha? He's checking to protect himself from the avera of Bal Tishaktsu, of eating insects. So Yizichud, there's no bracha for checking for worms, because the whole purpose of checking is not to yirven us alive. Brachas were only on positive mitzvahs. So again, we're stuck with the shayla. Why should Yitaka have to make a bracha for bedika? According to Rashi Shita, it's only to protect because Bal Yeroh and Bal Yemotzeh. So it's like checking for worms. And Tashbisu, Rashi doesn't talk about that the bedika is for Tashbisu. But we said the Rosh holds Tashbisu you're not going to get anyway, because Tashbisu you can only fulfill if you burn but after the seventh hour. And the way we do it, checking at night and burning in the morning, You're not fulfilling a mitzvah. The most you're doing is protecting from a lav. You don't make a brach when you protect from a lav. You check the veins of meat in a butcher shop. You don't make a bracha to take out the fats, looking for fats, because it's only to protect from a negative, from a lav. According to Taisvi Shita, that the chiyuv of bedika is in order not to come to eat the chametz, because it's only derabbanan dikachshash. The bechlal is no. Is again, you've had the same problem. What? Why should the taka be the chayyur of Yehud? Is not only saying a big chiddush. You have to understand. Where's the bracha coming from? What kind of a mitzvah is he doing here? He's not going to come to eat chametz by finding it and destroying it. But where's the positive mitzvah? The Teretz, the Rosh says is that enachinami minat Torah. The most that the bedika is for is a preventative measure minat Torah to prevent from bal yeruah. But the Rabbanan came along, the same Rabbanan who made a takon of laying the Megillah on Purim. It's not a preventative for anything. The Rabbanan said, do this. The Rabbanan made Ner Hanukkah, take out candles and light. The Rabbanan said, take out a candle and look for chametz. Do a Maisa Bedika. The Rabbanan established a new mitzvah, saseh, a new takona. A takona, the Rabbanan, you make a bracha on. The kasha was, it's only the most is, it's a gzeira shema yavel oichlen, according to Taisvis, for instance. That was the hardest kasha. Like Taisvis, the whole bedika shema yavel oichlen. The teretz is, that was the reason behind the takon. But once Chazal say to do a positive action, that action gets a label of a mitzvah saseh, and there's special tzar for it. And therefore, the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Bedik. So if comes out according to this, that the whole Mitzvah that he's really doing is just the Takonas Chazal. Everyone, you're laying Megillah, it's also. Good, so yeah, that's only yesterday's year. The Chachamu Mesakin, New Zakin. That's only a shayla in Laveris, but Chachamim Mitzakin something, Chachamim made a bracha should be for the Maisa Mitzvah. Of course, there's Shmias Chachamim also, but this Nusach HaBracha is on what you're doing. But then the Ra, so now he. What do you mean, as far as what? The Pshim and Abihud, as far as the Isser, when the Isser Noah starts. Yeah, this Gemara passes, because again, we're dealing with a Mitzvah Din Derabbanan. Yeah, we're dealing with a new Mitzvah Derabbanan. Now, Fekter Rosh, so why do you mention Biur? If we're talking about Sfatash Bisu, it's good, we understand. Rashi says the Bika is Biur, and we're working together with the Biur, the Sfatash Bisu is going to be tomorrow, it starts now. But the Rosh, Lushita Sayu, says that we're not talking about a mitzvah of Sfatash Bisu, of Biur. We're talking simply the mitzvah, you want to ask Yossi? Yes. The mitzvah is Bedika, Chacham said, go search. So why do we mention beer in the mitzvah? The nusach habracha should be al livdai, like tzviyas. It should be l'shmaya divrei chachamim. But that's not so shver. The chachamim said make bedika. Chacham didn't say make beer. Chacham said make bedika, not to come to eat, not to come. So the rosh, says a merdik yisoy. Einachinam. The mitzvah that a person starts to do is the chacham told him look for chum. That's the mitzvah. I'll just throw it in now in case he doesn't come in later. And even if he doesn't find chametz, there's not a bracha levatolah. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Meremei Sada says it, very gishmak. The whole minig of putting out pieces is not that it should protect from a bracha levatolah. There's other inyanim, there's a kabbalah inyanim. But even if you don't find a crumb, it's a bracha levatolah, the teretz is, you did what you were supposed to. You were supposed to look. Whether you find or not, you did what you were supposed to. It's very geschmack like the rush. Because that's the mitzvah. Good, no, I'm saying, I'm not going, you have to fit it in. Good. You're right, I'm not ready to work on it. What? Well, so Tashi is, well, you should say, Al Tadikas Chomet. Good, enough to, I'm just throwing it in. It's even more schwer. Well, I didn't say it, but you're right. Now we're still rough, you're right now. I just threw in, we're in the kasha now, the Rosh himself asked the kasha, I just made the kasha stronger by saying, even if you don't find, it's not a bracha levatolah, because he's doing the mitzvah was to search and he searched. So the kasha is make a bracha for searching. Why make a bracha on beer? Then I have a shaila. I don't have anything to destroy and have to come on. The Teretz the Rosh says is true. The mitzvah derabbanon is the searching. But after he finishes searching, what's he going to do? He's going to make bittul. But that's what we do. Habaydik, Sarach, Shiavat. Bittul, he will be Mekayim. Bittul is Tashbisu. Pashtis, the Rosh holds like Rashishi. That Bittul, the power of Bittul, comes Taka from the Pasuk of Tashbisu. You have to develop it, but it's not Stama Hefti. The Rashi, the Rosh speaks out the Ferish, Bittul is Biur. So when we make a Bracha, the Chachamim wanted that the Nusach HaBracha should be for a double mitzvah, a mitzvah of Bedika, which is Takonas Chachamim, and later on you're going to go ahead and make Bittul, which is Pashas Akim Deraisa, and the Chometz She'eni Yadua, for Chometz that he doesn't know about or that he won't be able to physically destroy, he will Bittul. Bedika is Derabbanan. The Biur of Bittul, that's the Bittul right after the Bedika, he's going to make Bittul. So we make a bracha al biur because we want that the bracha should go on the bittul, not also, but maybe more than that, because on the bittul is he'll be mekayim mitzvah deraisa. Because bittul, if you learn that the rush goes like Rashi sheet, he'll be mekayim tashbisu. The bedik is a din chachamim. So the nusach habracha, the chacham chose a nusach to use for the din deraisa of bittul, which is going to come later. This is a big yisoid in the rush. So at least what we set up now is, we're actually, when we go look for chometz at night, and then we make bittul, we're doing two mitzvahs. We're doing the mitzvahs chachamim of bedika, and according to the rush, he says we're doing biur, not only tomorrow when we burn, because that tomorrow's burning is too early, because it's kaidah zmana iser. But the bittul that we make at night, we're being mekayim a mitzvah min haTorah of biur, and the bracha was set up on both bedika and bittul, which is biur. How does it help? Oh, well, it's takkutah. So the next one, that's one shiloh. Another shiloh is why. In other words, another way of asking the next step is why make a bracha now? To something that you're going to be mafsik in between. You're going to say al bir now, before bedika. Make bedika, and then make bir. It sounds a little, how does that work? This is a very good point, which leads up to a meridik. The next step of this year is a big chiddush in the Meremei Sada. The Meremei Sada brings down a Rambam and Hilchos Brochus, yes?
You can just say that only in the morning?
No, the Ran says, the Rosh is the opposite. Tashbisu in the morning, what he burns is going to be too early. Because Sreifa, when you go to actually burn it, it has to be, Tashbisu is only Achaz Man Yisr. But Tashbisu of Bittul can't be Achar Yisr, it's not his anymore. Tashbisu of Bittul is at night. So it's the opposite. So it comes out, it's not like Rashi. Rashi says, Labir, when we're Machavin, Al Bir Chomis, we're thinking about what we're going to find to burn tomorrow. Like the Rosh, the Al Bir is the Chomis She'en Yadua, the Chomis that we're not going to burn. So there's Merid Dikazach when we have Lama Halacha Lamaisa, when we're going to come Erev Pesach to make the bracha al beer, and everybody always speaks out, you're making bedika, not beer. So it's Rashi is one Lucher, one gang, and the Rosh is another. But like the Rosh, it comes out when we say the Nusach al beer is on the Bittul, and like Rashi, the al beer is on tomorrow's burning. Rashi Lashitasa, that's straight for you could be Chal Kaidav Zman Easter. So Mamela the Tashbisu like Rashi, you'll be Yotze even before the seventh hour. I don't want to go into that now. But the kids of the Shilohs, it still comes out something. It comes out, you're making a mitzvah, the bracha is going to be before the bedika, and the word biur, you're referring to the bittul after the bedika. So Lachara, you could go one step further in Lomdus. And the Meremei Sada, the Daik from the Rambam, tremendous Kiddush. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos that when a person starts, when a person makes up his mind to start looking for chametz, what's he looking for chametz for? he's going to look for chametz in order to burn whatever, to destroy whatever he finds. Yeah, he's out to get the chametz, we'll call it, right? So the Rambam says, when he goes into the first room, in his mind already, by the fact that he's starting to make bedika, there's a built-in bittul. So in every hascholas habedika is already bittul. So it's merit is very geschmack. That answers Tzvi's kasha. So therefore, when Chazal came to be masakin the bracha, so the bracha he makes before the bedika, but he can say al bir. What does it mean al bir according to the Rosh? Al bittul chametz. Because as he's making the bedika, he's already mevatel. Because what does he have to say it for? Demis is what's he the chametz that he didn't really technically, according to this, the pirurin, the small things, the small little things. You have to know is it the bedika on pirurin? The meremis sort of speaks out the bedika, the bittul on the small pieces. Are made, the bittul comes automatically through the bedika, since he's looking to get the chametz, he's looking to destroy chametz, so that means he doesn't want the chametz around. If he doesn't want the chametz around, the chametz is buckled before he finds it. Oh no, so this whole gang, this is all, and again, this is all according to the Rush, the Shitasid, it says bittul is like Rashi, that you could do it belay, and again. The kid says, so what do we say, Spicer? That when we make a bracha at night, and we start, we say, al bir, so according to this last step of the shir, we start to make bedika, but in every bedika there's also an automatic bittul. That's why, and what's bittul? Bittul is bir. Because according to, if you learn it's tashbisu, every bedika, so bedika is bittul, which is bir, so it's masik mitvash, chazal u'masakin. That's why we make the Nusach HaBrocha al beer, even though we're first starting to look and we might not even find. Because there's going to be a beer, which is the automatic bittul, which is caused through the bedikin. Okay.
So why do you make another bittul after?
Oh, so he says, so that's for the Guskiyoka. He speaks out. The bittul that we speak out, he speaks out in parentheses, that which we have to take out the sitter after bedikin, and we speak out bittul mefurish, that's for a Guskiyoka. So I myself have to polish it more, but he speaks for Glusi Yofa, which maybe he'll see, and as he sees it, there'll be a special attraction, for that he has to speak out special. But L'chora, there is a certain amount of bittul through the bedik itself, and therefore it's very geschmack, why the loss of Nusach HaBrocha is al bir. So Bekitzer, what do we just say now? That there's a mitzvah, that now there's a mitzvah to look for the chametz. And he makes a haboidik sorech levorech. He has to make a broch. Now we'll go to the next step is the, before we get to the nusach habrocha, exactly what to say, al biur or levayer, what's more negeya now, and what you could use in other places in Shas, first you say it is, Rashi himself brings it down right away, is the Zman HaMitzvah, the Zman HaBrocha. When do you make a bracha when you do a mitzvah? So Rashi brings down the Gemara later and says like this, the whole machlok is about Al and Levayer is totally, since you have to make the bracha before, the Shaila, is Al also before, or is Al, can Al also be used or not? But the basis of the Nusach HaBrocha also revolves around the Chiyiv of to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So the Gemara says that it's a member of Rav Yudah Shmuel, call ha mitzvahs, not only this mitzvah, any mitzvah, you must make the bracha beforehand, and that's why we make al bir chametz before we start to search for the chametz. Now, in this itself, the Gemara doesn't really give a reason for it. The Gemara doesn't say where, just brings psukim that oivr lasiyasa means before, but we don't have psukim that you have to make the bracha before. That's what the amora, that's what Shmuel held. A bracha has to be said before. Now, there's a big machlokes rishonim. Now that we know that a bracha has to be made before, what would be if a person did not make it before? He forgot, whatever. He didn't get a chance. He did the mitzvah already. Can he still make the bracha afterwards or not? Anybody have any rayas? If you look through any taisus in the chora, you haven't seen. Anybody think of? From our taisus, we have a raya. But first, it's a famous machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam in Chulin. What did it accomplish before? That's a good shaila. That's part of the shaila. I said, we didn't, I hinted to that. We didn't, the Gemara does not say a reason why it has to be before. The reason, Chachamim said, make a bracha when you do a mitzvah. Then the Chachamim said, do it before you do the mitzvah. So the shaila is, lamaisa, if a man has a mitzvah, let's take a shechita. Let's say a kisi adam. We were learning chulin, we worked on it. A man did a mitzvah. Truma. He did a mitzvah and he forgot to make a bracha beforehand. He checked the house. After he's checked the house, he reminds himself, oh yeah, I forgot to make the bracha. Is it too late or not? The Rambam, what do you say? Did he make the beer? Okay. Depending what beer, he made bittul already. According to our guy, he made bittul. Before bittul, beer is in the middle already. But let's say there are three possibilities. Before the mitzvah, after the mitzvah, during the mitzvah. Let's discuss after the mitzvah. Leave alone the middle of the mitzvah for now. The question is, you're supposed to make it before. If you made it after, a simple halacha l'maisa shaila. The man calls up a rabbi, Rabbi, I just ate an apple and I forgot to make a bracha. Is it too late? Chashdus, the rabbi tell him it's too late. By brichas hamanit, you have to make it before. Once you ate it already, oh, it's supposed to be after. But we're talking about the brichas hamanit. So first the Birchas HaMitzvah is before. Afterwards, it's too late already. What about Birchas HaMitzvah? After he did the mitzvah, the Rambam says that it's too late. He can't do the mitzvah. He can't make the bracha anymore. He does not lose the mitzvah. I've been known to say that. Pashtus, the mitzvah is not, the bracha is not ma'ak of the mitzvah. But he loses the schar and the mitzvah of making that dinder abono. He missed the mitzvah. Dagoyas Ashri in Perakam of Kulin says, he can still do it. It's not too late. So we have a big shaila. What does Agamor and Agamor teaches us a Yisoy? That a broch has to be before. Is it only lechatchila? Before. But b'di'evet, it's also... Or, no, maybe even b'di'evet. It can, a broch, if it's not done before the mitzvah, you lost it. So the Achrayim learn up, what is the machlokes rishayim? The machlokes rishayim is... Pashtis, when Chazal were masakin a bracha, there's a mitzvah. Let's say Kriyas HaMegillah. Chacham made a mitzvah, laying the Megillah. Then the Chacham came along with a new thing. Not only laying the Megillah, not only light the candles, but make a bracha lighting the candles. So the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam is this second takana, this second din of bracha on lighting candles. Is a bracha part of the mitzvah? Did they like extend it? Do two things together. Light, make a bracha and light. In other words, they built up the mitzvah. That now instead of just doing one thing, candle lighting, make a bracha also. That's part of candle lighting. Or, in other words, did they put the bracha in the mitzvah? Or did they put the bracha around the mitzvah? And they said, the mitzvah is the candle, lighting eight candles with oil. But when you do a mitzvah, thank Hashem that you were commanded to do a mitzvah. But when they said to make the bracha, they didn't say this is an attached. They didn't say that's part of the mitzvah. It's what you do when you do a mitzvah, make a bracha. But that would be the first glance. But it's not dafka that way. Then they said, if you're missing half of the mitzvah, you didn't lose it. I'm just answering what you said. But you're right. That mechira would be a shtikah raya, but let's not go into that. Because the Chacham could adjust however they want. They could make it part of it, but the Tzvi is saying, if they made it part of it, so if you didn't make the bracha, you should lose everything. The Chacham could say, nah, you're still left with the basic part of the mitzvah. But it was a very good point. But Lamaisa, the Rambam will hold that if you wait till after you did the mitzvah, you lost the bracha, because it's too late already. The Chachamim said, when you're starting, the way to start off the mitzvah is the first step of the mitzvah, make a bracha and then light. Once you lit already, the mitzvah's over. If it's over already, now the Chachamim can't go adding mitzvahs, can't go putting a bracha in anymore. If it's part of it they put in the beginning, that should lead it on to it. Especially, I'm throwing it out, because if you hold that the purpose was to get the kavana, mitzvah shichas kavana, and in order to have good kavana, the Chachamim said, by making a bracha, you'll think about it, you'll know what you're doing. So that's where it's part of it. Once you did it already, the kavana is too late. There's no bracha, there's no room for bracha anymore. But the Rosh will learn that when the Chachamim was to make a bracha, the pshat is that they said, thank Hashem for the chance to do a mitzvah. So what's the difference before or after? After it's even maybe better in a way. Hashem, a zeichet to be mekayim a mitzvah. What? No, I'm not going now into drush. I'm saying, but if you learn that it's not a chelik of the mitzvah, so even though you did the mitzvah already and the mitzvah was done, I'm saying the bracha because I did a mitzvah. But as long as it doesn't have to be part, if it's not part of the mitzvah, it could be afterwards. If it's part of the mitzvah, then it has to be kachara before. Now, even in the Rambam Shita, who says that once you did the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore, you can declare a shaylum. What would be toich kedei divur of the mitzvah? Within shalom, the amount of time that it takes, shalom aleichem, Rabbi Murray, mamish a few seconds, Chazal, we have a call, toich kedei divur kedibrdom. If a person makes a deal, and within 3 seconds he changes his mind, he has the right to change his mind. Because toich kedei divur kedibrdom, it's like it's in the middle. So the shaila could be, in the shittas of Rambam, is the Rambam only saying that after toich kedei divur it's too late? But what about mamish toich kedei divur? Maybe even according to the Rambam you can make a bracha? Well, maybe no, especially if you need kavana. It's certainly logical that it's too late. No. You finish the mitzvah, and then you started the bracha. Starting should be enough. I don't think you have to finish it. Most people can't say it. I mean, what? I hear. Good. Maishi, what do you want to say? I'm saying, it's very hard. It's very hard to be able to squeeze it in the Teich HaDibur itself, because the bracha is more than 3 words. Teich HaDibur itself is only 3. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Meir, Machlokes Rishonim. If it's 3 words or 4 words, but b'kitzur, you can't squeeze in a bracha. But l'chore, you're starting the bracha already, you're attaching it. Anyway, b'kitzur, we have a big machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam in this Shaila, whether a bracha, after you finish the bracha or not, is it, if you finish it, it's too late. But if I were to ask you, what would be in the middle? Now let's go to the other one. What would be if a person didn't make a bracha in the beginning of the mitzvah? Before I even get to that point. B'chori, you should have brought me a raya from Taisus, if you had a chance to learn that. B'idnag the avid the nafik, remember the Gemara has a shiloh, by lulav, why don't you say litol, why do you say alatilas lulav, you should say litol lulav. So the Gemara says, Shiny Hossam, by Lulav, it's already too late. By Lulav, you have to say Alatilas Lulav, which means you did it already. Because once you pick up the Lulav, you're already fulfilled the mitzvah of Ulakachtam Lachem. So once you did the mitzvah already, you have to say Al. Because Al, according to this, goes backwards. If once you took the Lulav already, so you're ready to the mitzvah, how can you make a bracha at all? It has to be Overlasi Yasai. And for Taisvis, he's in the middle because of Ninua, he's still shaking it with the whole Lumda Shazak. So there's a big Shavon Achreinim. What is Taisvis Kash? The Shach, I was like, I learned Shach and Taisvis, that I've recorded Taisvis, holds like the Rambam. I saw the Achreinim bring down the Shach in Yeredeya, Yutes, that the Shach, says from Taisvis, it's like the Shach is the Rambam. Because since what Taisvis Kash? If the Gemara Tais Kashis, if he was already Yotze Mitzvah Lulav, so how could he make a bracha? It's over Lasi Yosei. You can't see like the Rambam. Because if you learn like the Rosh, that the din of over Lasi Yosei is only Lachat Chila. But the Yevet, there's nothing wrong with making a bracha. after you did the mitzvah. Places kasha wouldn't be shver. Because by lulav, so what? You were ready yoytze the mitzvah. Good, so let's send a koyin, so now I'll make the bracha later. But you see, from they must be like their amba. That once, you may, if you yoytze the mitzvah, it's too late to make a bracha. So if it's too late to make a bracha, and mistama even over lasiyas, even techere dibruk. Again, let's in this taste, the shtikl mashma, even techere dibruk would be too late. So the appetizer's kasha is a very good kasha. How could you ever make a bracha on lulav? It's always too late. Before you pick it up on the table, maybe it'll drop. Places in the Menachos talks about it. So you have to stop making the bracha after you pick up the lulav. Once you pick up the lulav, you yaitz to the mitzvah. So Taisus has a good kasha. The chara from Taisus is pashtus mashma like the Rambam. The Shagasari and Chavov. Simchavov says you can learn Taisus even like the Rosh, but that's a bilachatchila. It's a whole lumdish thing. But pashtus from Taisus kasha. How can you make a bracha if you picked up the lulav your yaitz already? It's too late. Wouldn't that be mashma like the Rambam shita? That when you make a, once a person did a mitzvah, he lost the chance of making the bracha. Good, so you have to learn that. And Lagabi this, it's too late already. You have to work out. But Pashas, or else again, you'd have Shiloh, the what's Taisus Kasha. So Pashas is mashing in Techidim. The Kitzer, Tais, Gemara, we have a Machloikis. A bracha afterwards, is it too late or not? What about in the middle of a bracha? In the middle of a mitzvah. If a man does a mitzvah, which takes a while, let's take Takachanakalich, an interesting example. He has five lights to light. He forgot to make the bracha in the beginning. If he waited till after he lit all of them, that would be a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam. Can he still light? Can he still make a bracha? But let's say he lit three candles. He still has two more to go. Can he light? Can he still make the bracha or not? What? From Taisus, very good. From Taisus is mashma, that in the middle is just as good. And l'chayr, that would be very logical. I saw a fascinating Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi of Chelev Beis, Simon Yud Dalet. The Beis HaLevi brings down a Meredik Rosh in Takin Kisi Adam that we learned. If you remember it, let me ask you a Shiloh. Let's learn. The Bahag says like this, that when he is supposed to make a bracha on Kisi Adam. So the Bahag, the Rosh brings down the Bahag Shita, that Kisi Adam first he should cover the blood. And after he covers the blood, he should make the bracha. That's the opposite of Agamora here. Agamora says that you're supposed to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So why does the Bahag say, the Rosh brings the Bahag, that Kisi Adam, you're supposed to cover the blood and then make the bracha. L'chara, the mitzvah is gone. Especially if they're Ambam Shita. So the Bahag says like this, you can't do it before you cover it. Why not? Because it's in the middle of the mitzvah. Middle of what mitzvah? What did we learn in Chulin? The Shechita. Because the Bahag holds that Shechita and Kisi Adam are two halves of the same mitzvah. So it comes out, the Bahag says, Chazal never said to make a bracha in the middle of something. That's not right to him. Chachal, either you make it in the beginning, or you make it at the end. Where do you find you do make a bracha at the end? Where is there a mitzvah that you have to make it afterwards? That's for sure. Even the Rambam is moida that there is an exception, that sometimes you have to make it after. Where is it? Tefillah. The Gemara says by tefillah. By going to the mikveh. You can't do it before because it's not shach to make a bracha. But the Bahag says, but in the middle you never find. It's either you do something in the beginning or you do something at the end. You don't do something in the middle. It's nishtahin nishtahir. So it comes out very fascinating for not like Taisus. The Bahag Shita is that at the end is better than in the middle. Like the Rambam, it comes out fakir. At the Rambam and Taisus, the end you lost the mitzvah completely. The end is no, you can't do a mitzvah. You can't make a bracha once the mitzvah is over with. But like the Bahag fakir, the middle is worse than the end. And the Bahag holds that you can't make a bracha in the middle. The same Shita, the Beis HaLevi says according to this Bahag, he answers a big problem in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. Our minhag today is Taisus. The next to the last Taisus deals about the Shiloh. When should we make a bracha? Simple. If you go eat, if today, you're going to wash for lunch or breakfast time. When do you make a bracha? There's a mitzvah to wash your hands before eating bread and you make a bracha on Atzilus Yadayim. So you have a mitzvah with a bracha. When do we make the lechora, according to our Gemara, when should we make the bracha? Before we wash our hands. So nobody makes it before they wash their hands today, right? The Taisus discusses, because Taisus compares it to tefillah, right? Because by tefillah you can't make it before, by tefillah's gerim, because the person's still a goy. And washing our hands is also has to do with water. So Chazal already, we don't have to make it over lasiyos. So when should we make it? When's the next best time to make it? After you wash your hands, before you dry them. But what would be if a person dried his hands? He washed, and he didn't make a bracha before he washed, and he dried his hands already. This comes out of lochel amaisa. Sometimes I'm talking to a bacher, and I'm washing, and I want to hop around and speak to him, and by the time I finish talking, my hands are dry already. Can you make a bracha that's also negeya in a washroom with a bathroom and an airplane? You wash, and you can't make the bracha, and you want to dry your hands. You want to dry your hands and then make the bracha when you go outside? Can you make a bracha after you finish washing your hands? And what? What do you mean? No, you can't wash again. Like an airplane, you have to go into the room there, wash, and come back. So the kids, the halacha, one sheet that holds that you lost it. It's too late because it's ivelasiyos, and it's especially like the Rambam sheet, luchara, unless it's like tefillah. But luchara, the best thing is to make it while your hands are wet. There's one sheet in the Shulchan Aruch that says that your doctor is supposed to make it after you dry your hands. You're not supposed to make Galatil Shadayim while your hands are wet. That's not our minik. I mean, I'm not saying we paskin that way. But there's a sheet in Shulchan Aruch that brings down that you're supposed to make the Galatil Shadayim after your hands are dry. So Lechara, it's at the end, the mitzvah is gone already. So the Beis Halevi says that sheet holds like the Bahag, that says you, in the beginning, you can't do it before you wash your hands because hands are still coming. You can't do it while your hands are wet because it's in the middle of a mitzvah. Why is it in the middle? Because you can't eat without drying either. Because halach is, if you eat with wet hands, it's like eating lechem tameh. You're not allowed to eat bread without drying your hands. So if you deal with while your hands are wet before drying, you didn't finish the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is only finished when you dry your hands. So then, at least, either if you can't do it at the beginning, you have to do it at the end. But in the middle, you can't do it at all. Because again, you see this Meridik Yechidish, that the middle, according to these Shitas, is worse than at the end. The Rambam, the Shitas, is almost the opposite. That once the end of the mitzvah is gone, you lost it already. But the Bahag, and this Shita by Natulis Yadayim, seems to hold that it's only a Lachatchila in the beginning. But afterwards is also good. But in the middle, there's no inyan, there's no tikkun chazal, we're not misakin to do something in the middle of the bruch. There are some other points, it's already late. I feel it's kedai to just finish off today. I just have to speak on a simple small Hashkofa point. So, the Maisa, this is what's Negev to the alumnus in today's Sugya. But what's Negev to, the Yerushalmi hold, that Lachatchili is supposed to make a bracha in the middle. That's the fascinating. Because the Yerushalmi holds, to make it beforehand, you shouldn't, not like our Gemara, to make it before the mitzvah comes, maybe a person won't finish the mitzvah, it'll be a bracha levatolah. To wait till afterwards, the Yerushalmi holds their fate. It's already too late. The Yerushalmi holds the lachatchila. Over b'shas mitzvosim. The din is not over lasiyos like Agamara, but the Yerushalmi holds the mitzvah is supposed to be in the middle. The kitzur I want to end off is we had interesting, most of you know already, an interesting shayla. I'll call it hashkofer. Shayla came up. First, I thought it was a problem, and then it is a problem. But since I understood from our discussions how Bochrim looked at it, I don't want to even call it a problem, but it's something that has to be taken care of. Baruch Hashem, many boys stay often in the shul for Shabbos. And the Shiloh, the Hashkofa question and the situation is that the drusha that's being given is directed to Balabas. and therefore it's not really that interesting to Bochrim, both because of what is being said and how long it takes. I am not passing judgment now on whether it's right or wrong to speak that long or to say things that are not negat the yeshiva Bochrim. That's not what I'm discussing now. But even if it has no shaykh to Bochrim, and even if it's a long drasha, the shaila is there anything with walking out of the drasha? In the middle, there's no shaila. Nobody has a havamina of this, that it's not the right thing to do. The shaila came up beforehand. And there are pros and there are cons. But since it's nageya, not only for here, it's nageya for mitzvah shem, wherever you live, or wherever you'll visit, I feel it's my responsibility to take a hava to explain to you who's important. You have to leave? Okay, has there ever has to go? For you? Alright, so you can wait. Just like a half a minute. So it'll be mamisha one, it'll be a half a minute. I feel this is something that it's not just in my own, what I've heard and what I was there, it's my own experiences that, and I want to say it in a positive way, as much as possible. One of the easiest ways to create a Kiddush Hashem in today's society, where Balabatim and Rabbonim are unfortunately, I would say, very suspicious of Yeshiva Bochur. They are suspicious whether their learning is making them menschlich, whether they really hold of Rabbonim, whether they really hold of Balabatim, are they looking down on the outside world, thinking that they're something, that they're the only ones that have the treasure of Torah. They are very suspicious of, unfortunately. And that's the situation. Since we can't correct that directly, the best way to correct it indirectly is going out of our way to create a Kiddush Hashem. And that is by the giving the simple respect that when a person in a position is talking to a group of people and you were there beforehand, I'm not saying you have to go this special. There are sometimes cases where you should go out of your way to listen to a drush. But if you're davening there anyway, it's definitely a Kiddush Hashem and it's a Chilul Hashem not to be there. I'm not saying, and if a person had to go outside to use the washroom, he has to make it his business to go back in, even though he left not to leave the drasha. He left to go to the bathroom. But since it could be misinterpreted, he has a chiyuv to go back in, and even in the middle of the drasha. So that people should not think that he went out to avoid the drasha. Just, I'm not saying this chalila as musr. I'm not saying anybody meant anything wrong. And there are definitely, it's not easy. But it is a Kiddush Hashem to be there, and it is a Chilul Hashem to leave, and besides the Chilul Hashem, it also touches on Malvu Pnei Chaver Barabim, embarrassing the speaker and embarrassing those people who have paid the person to speak to them. So therefore, we touched on three important areas, and therefore, from now on, please see to it that if you hear Shabbos or wherever you will be and you're in the speech, that's it. If you know there's going to be a speech you don't want and you want to make other arrangements under normal circumstances, okay. I'll go as far as to say originally I felt the Bochrim should ask Rav Gluck Mechila, but after hearing the various pros and cons, I myself will be happy to be a shliach and will do it as carefully as I can so that no one will have to go out of the way to directly ask Mechila. That I will let Hashem take care of, but a Mechila is in place because there were hard feelings. Anyway, to finish off the last year before Purim, and Mr. Shem, hopefully maybe tonight we'll speak a little about the Inyanim of Purim.